Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Base, 6-2, and the Mishnah continues on with the word V'chein. The same principle of the previous Mishnah applies elsewhere in the Torah, in the general rule of Arayos. It says, V'chein ha-ba'al achas mikol ha-arayos she-betorah. If one sleeps with any person with whom there's a prohibition, an erva prohibition, meaning it's an ancestral relationship, we're talking about a prohibition that would carry with it the penalty of karas, o psulos, and similarly if you have these lesser prohibited relationships, as the Mishnah will enumerate, in all those cases, the din will be, it's a violation of the law, the consequence will be whatever they will be, and as the Mishnah will end up saying, psala, if we're talking about a woman who was, let's say, a daughter of a Kohen, now she can't eat trum anymore because she's become psula, and similarly, if she had been permitted to marry a Kohen before, she won't be allowed to marry a Kohen now. Okay, so here are the examples of the psulos, of the invalid unions. Kagon, like for example, almana la kohen gadol, a widow to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol may not marry a widow. Grusha v'chalutza la kohen heriot, or any kohen may not marry a grusha, a divorcee, or a chalutza, when a participant in chalitza, because midrabban it's like gerushin, like divorce. Also, those are all generic loves in terms of the almana and the grusha, the chalutza derabanan, but none of them carry with it the penalty of karas, so they're psulos, and they're posel, the woman who participates, from now marrying a kohen, from now even eating truma. She already was posel for marrying a kohen, and not the almana, but the grusha. Mamzeres nesina liyisrael, same goes if you have a mamzeres, that's a woman, a child, who was born from a relationship which was forbidden under penalty of karas, as we saw previously in the perek. The truth is technically it's a marriage, or a union in which the kedushin ain't tosin, that they can't get married. Even if you give the ring and say heret mekudesh li b'tabatzu, just they can't be married. Like you can't marry your mom and you can't marry your refrigerator and you can't marry a dog. Nothing happens. It doesn't affect marriage. So there is an exception, meaning a woman who is a nida is to sleep with her is a penalty of karas, but the child is not a mamzer or mamzeres because kedushin tov simba, a woman who is a nida could accept the ring and get married on the chuppah, even though sleeping together remains forbidden. And a bas yisrael a mamzer ulanasin, same goes if you have a bas yisrael, a regular Jewish girl who now sleeps with a mamzer, that's the son of such a union, is her karas union, or nasin, the nasin and the nasina we mentioned a moment ago, those are descendants of that certain Givoni tribe. The Givonim were one of the Canaanite tribes. They were actually supposed to get removed or wiped out by Joshua, but they tricked him back in the story is really told in Sefer Yehoshua in the book of Joshua. They're in the they're in the ninth perek test. So he tricks them, they give Onam trick the Jews, but since Yehoshua, they made a promise to not molest them, so that being the case, they were left just to be woodchoppers and water drawers. And the pasuk says, Vayitnem Yehoshua, and Joshua pointed them, B'yomahu, on that day, as chotvei eitzim v'shoa v'maim, as woodchoppers and water drawers. So the pasuk says v'yitnem, he appointed them. That's the word nasin, like noten is to give, the same word here. That's what they're called, nasinim. So they were not to be wiped out then, but not marrying the Jewish people. And David HaMelech came around further and sort of solidified that iser. The exact details of Mechlokes Rishonim, I'm not going to discuss it right now. But the point is the nasinim are forbidden to marry Jews by penalty of the Rabbanan b'pashtus. And that being the case, but notwithstanding that, they still render a woman a psula. If she sleeps with one of them, then she no longer can eat truma, etc. Velo chalak bein bia labia, says the Mishnah, and we don't differentiate between bia kadarko and bia shelo kadarko in a normal or abnormal way of sleeping together. Although, as long as it's an act of sleeping together, so then it's forbidden and effects whatever it affects.